He's back at work after wiping the floor in the state election and almost wiping out the Liberal Party. How does it feel to have so much power over us? Please welcome the Premier of WA, Mark McGowan. You're
unbelievable. Good morning to you, Premier.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Mark, everybody did the right thing, lined up for testing, and so far good results from that?
That's right. So far, we had about 30,000 tests since Friday, and but for those three that we know of, they all came back negative. So that's a good outcome overall. All the close and casual contacts, bar the one that we identified on Saturday, they all came back negative so far. We're still awaiting a few results, but it's all good news so far.
That's great, Premier. Now, I hesitate here because I have a question for you, but you looked a bit grumpy at the news conference on Friday, and I understand you got a lot going on and a lot of responsibility, but I do want to ask a question that I think, you know, some of the other journos were asking as well, and I don't, you know, forgive me. So on Friday, when we heard about all this happening, and, you know, we're taking it seriously, of course we are. We have done for a long time now, and presumably, unfortunately, we may find ourselves in these situations again. But the big question for me and certainly my household was, if we're locking down at midnight tonight, why are people going to things like the basketball and the rugby?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And the reason was we didn't finally decide or work out what we could do until late that afternoon, about 4 o'clock.
Sure.
Then in order to get all of the measures in place, whether it was roadblock south, whether it was the, you know, basically the drafting of the rules, because we have to under the law draft rules. In order to get it all in place, we couldn't do it within a few hours. It took a little while to get all that done. So basically we did it as quickly as we could, but there were certain practical things that we couldn't do as quickly as people might have liked.
I understand that as an answer, but in terms of, like, so let's just use the basketball as an example. I know it would be terribly inconvenient for people to rock up and find that the doors were closed and, you know, that you can't come in. But is inconvenience a good enough reason to not enforce these important measures?
It wasn't inconvenience. It was the fact it would have been unlawful. So what we tried to do was get it in place as quickly as we could. But we sought the advice of the police commissioner. He basically said, I'm not going to be able to put these things in place before midnight. And so he was up till midnight signing directions, drafting directions, all that sort of stuff. So it was just a practical reality of where we're at that point in time.
Okay, I didn't realise that. It's actually a lawful thing rather than a health issue in that moment.
So what we have to do is, under what's called the state of emergencies, you have to draft directions and they have to be signed by the police commissioner because he's what's called the state of emergency coordinator.
Okay.
And they have to cover off all these things, you know, what's open, what's closed, where the roadblocks are, what they are. And, you know, you have to look for whoever is exempted from it. You know, it all has to be contained within these directions. So I asked people on Friday afternoon not to attend these things.
Sure.
I actually asked people not to go south. But I couldn't make it a requirement until such time as we had these things in place.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you.
Premier, given we know about the disease and or the virus rather and the incubation period, and whilst I'm thankful that it was only a 3-day lockdown period given how much I discovered my kids can eat over the course of that time when they're stuck at home, how come it's only 3 days and we weren't set out for another 5-day or longer this time around?
Well, you learn as you go. So what Brisbane did and when they had a recent lockdown is they did 3 days to see how they went, and you ramp up the testing over that period of time and you test all the close and casual contacts. So there's best part of 1,000 close and casual contacts who were at the restaurants or at the supermarkets or service stations where these people went to, and also all their family members and the like. So what you do is you put in place as much testing as you can. We did 30,000 tests over the last few days. You test all those people to see if there's been any spread of the virus, and that allows you to determine whether or not you go longer than 3 days.
Right. And will we get a make do or a make good on our public holiday?
Do over Anzac Day public holiday.
just wondering if we kind of get our time and a half for that.
Yeah, I'll think about that one. That's a good. No one has raise that with me, and I normally try and think of all the options. I hadn't thought of that one. So, you know, so we do the Anzac Day public holiday again, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we don't need a lot of notice.
No,
like, it
we
doesn't
don't.
Have
no.
to be, it's like you can just turn it around. If you wanted Friday morning, you could just be like, hey, guys, work is off.
Hey, you guys are in radio. Every day's a public holiday for you.
All right, Premier. Thank you for joining us this morning. We can't imagine what it would be like to be in your position at the moment, but continue doing a great job. And yeah, we'll chat to you very soon. Oh, just quickly, one other thing. Will we have another presser later on today with more information updates?
Yeah, the plan is I'll do one this morning. As soon as we can get as much information as we can, I'll do one this morning.
Okay, no worries. Thank you, Premier.
Thanks very much.